The final unit of the Bui Hydroelectric Dam has been commissioned by President John Mahama at a ceremony in the Bunafu region. This brings on board an additional 400 megawatts of power to feed the national grid. President John Mahama paid tribute to Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, who nurtured the vision of the dam. He also particularly mentioned former President John Ejekunle Kufuor's initiative to seek funding for the project and ensuring its commencement.
We are all happy to be here to commission what I'll describe as the famous Bui Dam project. As a minority member of parliament, one of the constituencies adjoining this Bui Dam had the opportunity on many occasions to visit the abandoned dam site. Many times I paid such a visit and I saw the rusted machinery and equipment that had been left behind by the Russian engineering company when they were expelled from the country after the 1966 coup. I always dreamt of the day when this dam, the Bui Dam and generating station, be completed, commissioned, and be injecting power into our national transmission grid. I am happy that dream has become a reality, and we are here commissioning a project that was envisioned in the 1920s during the colonial period and has taken such a long time to come to reality. On behalf of the people of Ghana, I wish to express my sincerest appreciation to all those who have made it possible for this project to see the light of day. In the 90s, that the government under President Rawlings also took up the project and commissioned an environmental impact assessment survey and a renewed feasibility study into the project. But I must reserve special commendation and appreciation for His Excellency President John Ejekunle Kufuor, who took the bold initiative of securing the funding from the Chinese government for this project to start. He also had the privilege as President of the Republic to cut the sod for the commencement of the Bui Hydro Dam project. Say a big thank you to him.
President Mahama reiterated government's commitment to ensure the country is energy sufficient by 2016, and not only that, but an energy exporter. Alternative power generating sources are also being explored. President Mahama said government is looking at making the proposed Bui City project a reality through public-private partnerships. He urged the private sector to come on board.
In addition to Bui's 400 megawatts, we brought a total of 534 megawatts into the national power grid, putting our current installed generation capacity at 2,845 megawatts. This puts us on track to realize the vision I outlined of reaching 5,000 megawatts of generating capacity by the year 2016. Government cannot achieve this alone. And so while government agencies like the VRA and others are investing in power generation, several private sector operators have also lined up to sign power purchase agreements to supply power into the national power grid under independent power producer agreement. I've also asked the Minister of Energy and Power to fast track work for Alugu, Juale, and Himang mini hydro projects. These projects together combined potentially deliver another 200 megawatts of clean hydropower into our generation system. In addition, we recently passed the Renewable Energy Bill, which enjoins us to make renewable energy account for at least 10% of our total power generation. We have started to realize this vision. Government intends to achieve the establishment of the Bui City partnership with the private sector. And so we see this to be a PPP project that we believe is realizable.
The Chief Executive Officer of the Bui Power Authority, Jabesh Emisafa, acknowledged that all systems to ensure that the dam performs at optimal level have been put in place. He was grateful to the contractor and consultants for good collaboration.
The dam and related power structures have been completed. The powerhouse is equipped with 400 megawatts of generating capacity, and in addition to the powerhouse, the transmission system, which will evacuate the power produced here to Sola, Techiman, Kintampo, and Sonyani, have been substantially completed. It has taken several months of hard work to complete the power component of the project on schedule. I would therefore like to commend the workers and management of the EPC contractor, that is Sino Hydro Corporation, as well as its subcontractors, the engineering consultants, that is Tractor Bell, and all staff of the Bui Power Authority, for their exemplary commitment to duty and the good collaboration exhibited to keep the project well coordinated, and especially to ensure the good quality of work that we can celebrate today.
former President John Ejekum Kufo graced the ceremony. About 1,216 people who were affected by the project have been resettled.
Our regional correspondent, Emmanuel Mensah-Blodu, is standing by to tell us more. Emmanuel, is the president still at the site and what is happening currently?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Emmanuel. I'm asking, is the president still at the site and what is happening currently?
Yeah, the president just left where they inaugurated the thing, but they moved to the camp where the contractors are currently. But let me take you through what caught my eyes there. You know, there were chiefs from both regions, that's Brown Afon and Ashanti region, and they are continuing in their regalia over there to give support to the project. I contacted one of the chiefs who don't want his name to come up, and he said today is one of his happiest days on earth because he has lived to witness this thing, and if he should die even the following day, he will be very happy joining the ancestors. And though I'm not an engineer, what I can see is that the civil work, to me as a layman, is a very good thing, and they've done it very well. The pavement has been well laid, and the construction, the screening, and everything has been well placed.